WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Clarence Thomas is now Justice Thomas, but by many indications, the country and the government are still reeling from his confirmation hearings. Linguist Jeff Nunberg noted Thomas's remarks following the Senate vote and has these thoughts.
Having avoided saying anything controversial throughout the Senate hearings, Clarence Thomas was not about to stick his neck out the day after the confirmation vote. "This is a time for healing," he said, "a time for moving ahead together." It reminded me of what Christopher Hitchens said not long ago, that the true PC language is the rhetoric of political consensus. It's the sort of thing that Republicans always say when they win a nasty fight, and I suppose Democrats would say it too in the event they should win one. It's a dialect whose strongest epithets are words like divisive and politicized, and whose mantra is bring us together again. But the healing metaphor is special. It plucks a string deep in the collective memory of the right, in the old figure of the state as a creature of flesh and blood. It's what the Elizabethans called the body politic in a literal sense of the term, the corporeal counterpart of the head of state. The Elizabethans made a great deal of this in their passion to find a natural order in all things. They worked out the comparison in assiduous detail. The monarch was the head or heart of the state. His counselors were its eyes and ears. The arms were the craftsmen and warriors. The feet were the plowmen and laborers who supported the rest. So social distinctions were ordained by natural law, and duty to the state was a natural obligation. As one writer put it, God made all of the parts of the body to serve him, and all of the subjects in a kingdom to serve their king. Shakespeare used the image at the beginning of Coriolanus. Rome is suffering from a famine, and a company of mutinous citizens are met by the old patrician Menenius Agrippa. He tells them a fable about the revolt of the limbs against the belly. "There was a time when all the body's members rebelled against the belly, thus accused it that only like a gulf did it remain in the midst of the body, idle and inactive, never bearing like labor with the rest." The belly answers that it is the source of all the body's nourishment. "True it is, my incorporate friends, that I receive the general food at first, which you do live upon, and fit it is, because I am the storehouse and the shop of the whole body, but if you do remember, I send it through the rivers of your blood." What this is, in short, is an early gastrointestinal version of trickle-down. It's true that later ages haven't imagined the body politic in quite such graphic detail as this. It's become a more amorphous creature now. But the trope persists. You can hear it in the nostalgic yearnings for the earlier organic societies of rural England or small-town America, societies that seem to have grown rather than having been made. And it's there when people talk about dissent and disputation as processes that leave wounds in the social tissue. The idea is that in the natural state of society, all of its parts and members will be moving in organic harmony toward a single goal, like Roberto Clemente pedaling back after a fly ball to deep left. I suppose it's an appropriate metaphor if you believe that society is an organism ruled by natural law. But I have to say that I prefer the metaphor in the explicit versions of the Elizabethans. At least then you knew where you stood. As the healing proceeds, just where do we put the splints and suppositories? In the physiology of modern America, what exactly are George Bush and Clarence Thomas, and what are you and I? If we must have a body politic, let it at least be anatomically correct.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist associated with Stanford University and the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.